Hello?
Sue, this is Mercer. I was calling you about a problem I had down there. That convenience store, you're one of the owners, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Listen, my boy Raymond was in there and got a tire gauge.
Uh-huh.
And that thing, I guess it's defective, Sue, is what it was, because he took it and aired his tire up the way it's supposed to be. He got a 78 Pacer. Blew out the right front tire on his car there yesterday. And he lost control of it and went up in one of the neighbor's yards, and it tore some stuff up over there, and they wanted me to pay for it.
Well, I'm not liable for it. I didn't produce the tire gauge.
Well, we bought it from you, though.
Yeah, but I didn't make them. You got to go back to the company that made them.
You ain't liable for that, but you may be liable to get an ass-whooping over it.
Well, that you can do, but... You know,
it tore up. He had one of them copper fountains in his yard. He had like three bumblebees in there peeing. It's like a fountain thing. And
uh-huh.
He tore that all to smithereens. And then had one of them old-timey street lights, you know, with the big old globes on them. There's like three or four of them on there, and had to set out in the front yard.
Uh-huh.
He trying to tell me that I owe him $674.
Now you're trying to tell me I owe you that?
Well, somebody, it ain't me.
Well, it ain't me.
Well, it's gonna be you. You can go back to the manufacturer and tell them that, you know, they owe you money, but I got to get money because this old boy's threatening to whoop my ass.
Well, I can't help you there.
Well, then maybe I don't
know if he even used the gauge right or anything.
Hell, he's not. I mean, he's a dumbass, but he ain't that stupid. I mean, he can read the numbers on a tire gauge.
You know.
Tell you what, I wouldn't come down there myself, but my wife would whoop you like you stole her lunch.
Well, I'm sorry, but I have nothing to do with that.
She'd be on you like rust on a horse trough, ma'am.
I can't help you there.
You couldn't give us maybe just half of it, maybe? I could, you know, I don't know whether I could tell this old boy to take less money, but... You know, I can't come up with it all myself. I figured y'all ought to take some kind of responsibility.
I'm not liable for another person's product.
She liable to knock your teeth so far down your throat instead of pinching, you just be able to bite them turds off.
Well, that's the way it goes.
Could you stand an ass woman?
Well, I'd hate to throw a lawsuit against her.
Well, I don't know about that. You wouldn't be low down and mean and dirty enough to not, you know, back up your tire gauge and then sue her over whooping you.
It's not my tire gauge.
Well, it was, too. It was till we bought it from you.
Sir, I have nothing to do with... You bought it from me, but I don't produce them.
Could I give you this old boy's number that had them... He makes him pee and bumblebee fountains, and he might be able to replace them at Tom Mueller. He's a pee and bumblebee artist.
I don't know him.
You don't know Tom Mueller?
No.
You don't know your nephew-in-law?
Yeah, I know that Tom Mueller.
Yeah? would he be maybe up to pulling your leg a little bit?
Yeah. Tell him I'm going to get him.
And well, you should.
What are you guys up to?
Oh, Sue, this is Phil and Brent and Roy Damn Mercer calling you from Tulsa, Oklahoma.
You're having fun with me, huh?
Well, no, Tom is,
that's right.
Tom is. Oh, I'm going to get him big time.
Has he been up to maybe pulling your leg once or twice?
Oh, maybe once or twice.
Is that right?
Tell him what goes around comes around, though.
I know, and I bet you got a special place to put a tire gauge on him, too.
Oh, you know it.